The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We've got a couple of special guests joining us on the line from Cat Lovers Ballarat, Catherine and Cheryl. They've just been nominated as a finalist in the Outstanding New Rescue Group in the Jet Pet Companion Animal Rescue Awards.
That's right. Cheryl, what does a regular day look like for you girls at Cat Lovers Ballarat?
Well, we don't really know, Jules and Chris, exactly how each day is going to turn out. We definitely have appointments and things scheduled, but, you know, of course, things can happen overnight or in the course of the day. So in saying that, we still have to be fairly flexible because we never know when there's going to be an emergency come up.
Now, you guys are often fundraising, always, because you are a not-for-profit, and obviously things cost money, things like de-sexing, vaccines, that kind of thing. So do you guys fundraise regularly? And if people want to support your little organisation, what's the best way that they can go about doing that?
Yes, Chris. We don't get any money provided by government sources or anything like that. So everything that we have to do, we have to raise ourselves. And, of course, I don't have to mention to everyone how difficult times have been since February this year, because we virtually haven't been able to do any of our normal fundraising, because at the fundraising we normally do, we require people there. So we haven't been able to do things like markets, garage sales, sausage sizzles, social gatherings with an entrance fee, et cetera, et cetera. So we've really had to rely on selling things online or people donating into our bank account.
Yeah, okay. And I imagine those kinds of donations are a little bit harder to come by, but, I mean, the money goes to doing important work, doesn't it?
Yes. Every last cent goes directly to the cat's care. So vet bills or food, litter, those sorts of things. When we have a particularly large vet bill or a cat that needs a special surgery, we will have a Facebook fundraiser set up.
You know what? I think that really does work for you guys too, especially when you put up, I think that was the other day, you put up a photo of two different cats and you said, these ones are going in for surgery for skin cancers to be removed very soon. And then you put a cat face, to the story and people automatically go, oh, wow, I really want to help out then.
Yeah, so that we raised $3,000 for that, which is absolutely amazing. We never expected to get anything like that. But one of our cats has had the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So they have laser removal, and the other one is just waiting.
That's an incredible effort by the community as a whole to contribute, to put in and to help you raise that money. That's very impressive. Now, of course, a big part of your organisation, I imagine, is adoptions. If people want to find out more about that, what's the best point of contact?
Well, we certainly have our Facebook group, and also any of the local vets know about us. And I'm happy to provide our cat lover's phone number if anyone would like to get that later on.
Yeah, no worries. So probably best people just reach out to you directly on Facebook via message, something like that.
Yes.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this award.
Yes, these awards.
Jet Pet Companion Animal Rescue Awards. So when you put in your nomination, did you have high expectations?
I honestly didn't think anything would come of it.
Yeah.
Because we're so small and haven't been around as long as some of the other larger ones. I just thought, you know, I'll give it a go. And pleasantly surprised.
Well, you are a finalist in the Outstanding New Rescue Group category. And unfortunately, you're not going to be able to go to the big gala dinner that they might usually have for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it does mean more of the community can join you for the ceremony.
Yeah, so the whole thing will be live streamed on the Rescue Animal Awards Facebook page. So it's October 15th at 4 p.m. and we would love everybody to come and watch it with us and see if we win.
Well, how fantastic.
Congratulations on picking up the nod for being a finalist is an achievement in itself.
Yeah, massive accolade there.
Join Cat Lovers Ballarat on Facebook to stay up to date with what they're doing and to also stay up to date with the award ceremony as well. Cheryl, Catherine, thank you for taking the time for a chat.
Thank you for talking to us.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.